Thank you for tuning into this week's edition of Today's Boondoggle. Domain Cleveland Entertainment is a veteran-owned and operated entertainment cornucopia of nonsensical shenanigans. You can find interesting interviews, music news, entertainment information, and just about everything else in between. Thank you again for tuning into the show here at Domain Cleveland.
October 9th, 2011, VGN Radio presents Midwest Wasteland with your host, Kevin Baird.
Brian Baird. Don Anderson.
And Larry Mack.
Tonight's topic, fall, cinema wasteland, and farewell to Blackie show, concert, whatever.
Farewell.
Or whatever you want to call it.
That was it. That was it. We're done.
Fire.
So we'll start with Midwest Wasteland. Larry went on Friday. I did not. So
Cinema Wasteland.
Yeah, Cinema Wasteland. Well, whatever.
What?
And so Larry, why don't you tell us about Friday?
Friday was all fucked up because because Blackie wasn't there to spearhead things, and he's our leader and gets our room for us. And
he doesn't just always show up on Friday, though.
It was just enough confusion that it become the accepted norm. So Friday was just like chaos. It's like, hey, where's everybody partying? And, you know, I got a hold of Oz. I was like, hey, where's the party at? He's like, Kevin's room tomorrow. And
you had to go outside of your room to party, dude.
So it's just like, you know, it's just chaos. And then there was the whole thing with, you know, I don't know. Then it's like, well, we'll go to Brian's. Oh, Brian's not here. Since when? Like an hour ago. He said he ain't going. What? So Friday was just like a clusterfuck is what it was. Huh. Nobody knew who was there. Nobody knew, you know, hey, like even Sam. Sam gets there Friday at what, friggin' noon? Or something?
Usually.
Yeah. And like, no one had heard from him. And I saw him checking in at like 6 o'clock. I was like, you just get here, man? And it was like a surreal moment because, I mean, you know, Sam. Mm-hmm. As soon as you see Sam wakes up in the morning drunk.
Right.
And like, you could crash in his room and wake up in the morning and be like, hey, Sam, you want to go downstairs and get some breakfast? And his answer would be like, oh, yeah, y'all go to bed. And because that's just how he wakes up. But right, I bump into him. It's like 6 o'clock in the evening. He's, you know, there with his girlfriend checking in.
You were offended by his drunken behavior? Are you kidding?
Well, no. That's it. I was crossed the line? I was like, hey, Sam, you just getting here? He's like, hey, Larry, how you doing? This is my girlfriend. This is my friend Larry. I'm like,
oh, thank God he brought a keeper.
He was like all sober and stuff. He's like, it was just like weird because he's like, I'm having a conversation with him.
Dude, because you usually get there fucking later on Saturday when he's fucking gone. You know?
I usually get there late on Saturday when he's gone. 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, he's gone.
Dude, we're usually at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We're always fucking cookie face, man. It's Saturday. You have to get drunk early. Get it in. Like,
so why don't we touch Brian on why you weren't there? You want to tell everybody what happened to you?
Let's touch Brian, everybody.
Yeah. No. Birdie. I was screaming at that stupid fucking show, so that's my voice is scragged. What happened? And I started vacation basically Thursday after I got out of work. It's mostly like, my vacation starts tomorrow, even though I'm out of work today. I was like, if you're out of work, vacation starts right then. So the first thing that went wrong is I came home and I have this backup 500 gig fucking pack that you can put stuff on music. I had music, videos, all this other shit, and it blew out on me, and it's completely unrecoverable. So that was a whole lot of money that went right down the fucking toilet. And I'm already thinking, all right, I'll be cool about this because the world can really shit in your mouth when it wants to. So I'm not going to freak the fuck out. not understanding that I was supposed to, because the next day I called up because I have a CDL, and here in America, because of the fucking terrorist assholes, they have to do a background check on you to make sure you're not a terrorist. I'm not exactly certain what's involved, but they have to fingerprint you. And before you can do that, you have to fill out an online form stating all sorts of stuff and facts and making sure that you have all the stuff you need when you get down there. And for everybody who listens to the show, you all know I was born in Canada, and that was not a problem. I just had to give them my naturalization paper number, you know, the form number that I had, like my actual number for me, and then everything would be cool. And I'm like, I haven't had those papers in almost 20 years. I didn't know where the fuck they were. So basically, it was like I had a rocket stuffed up my ass and launched me out the fucking door. And I got downtown Friday in the middle of a monsoon. And I'm not really familiar with downtown Cleveland like I used to be, because I don't really don't go down there anymore for any real reason. So I'm like running higgly-piggly from one sodden fucking stormy walk to the other, with wind blowing, hats flying everywhere. It was just unbelievably bad. I'm like, this is the gods. They hate me, you know? So I had to go to INS, right? And they're just like, okay, well, what you have to do is you have to put in.
Did you have to get into a van first with a bunch of like Mexicans? Get
in here. Never be border patrolling. No, thank God. And I was just like, they're like, you have to basically, we can't make you copies because, you know, you could be anybody and then just change it around. And they're like, you have to have two passport size photos of yourself and send $350 and a certified check to this place with this stuff, this information filled out. And in 3 months, you know, they'll get it to you. And I'm like, well, see, I need this done by next week or I'll be unemployed. So it's either I'm an employed partial Canadian citizen in your country or I'm an unemployed, you know, partial Canadian citizen in your country. I'm like, I've got a Social Security card right here. You know, I mean, they don't just give that to you. So she wrote the number down on my paperwork, apparently trying to save them time. But as I realized, as I was driving home, I was like, wait a minute. I wonder if that's the fucking number they're looking for. So I inputted it on the computer, and lo and behold, it was the one they were looking for. I was like, oh, thank God. So that's done. So the next day, I go all the way down to Akron from Eastlake. And for the people who don't know, that's like a 40-minute drive one way. Got fingerprinted, got back, and I'm like, okay, that's done. Now I have to wait for the results to take the fingerprint – I mean, to take the actual hazmat test. And my iPhone, there's a app where you can take the test. It basically has the most recent questions and, you know, basically refers you with the laws of whatever the hell it is you got to deal with. And I'm glad I got it because there's a lot of shit that I'd forgotten about because we never had placards. We almost never carry anything super hazmat, right? So I sat there and studied. And finally, it was Friday and I went to get my I went this past Friday. The whole reason I didn't go to Wasteland is because I thought there was a chance I may not have a job at all, like no career, nothing. And I'm like, I can't justify spending that kind of money going to a hotel and partying with my friends where I might not have a job. Sure, so right. I had to be responsible and shit. Fuck. So I, you know, my girlfriend would just like, I would have came home and my shit would be on fire next to the dumpster. And I wouldn't blame her because that would have been a real asshole move for me to just like, bye, who cares? Fuck it. You know? So I, last Friday I went and I just went to the DMV around here. I'm figuring, you know, maybe I could just flub my way through and go, I don't know. You know, just somebody just feeling, oh, it's okay. He's nice. I'll just give him all this shit. You know, like, no, but it says, so they called up the DMV to see if my fingerprint test had gone through and it was all done. Like, so you just got to go take the hazmat test. I'm like, well, where's that? Well, I started off here in Eastlake and proceeded to go farther east until I ended up in a place called Perry. And for people who are unfamiliar with Ohio, Perry is where the nuclear power plant is at. Yes. It's a hell of a drive even from Eastlake.
Mm-hmm. Because
Route 2 is fucking under construction and most of the roads are closed or you know, like down to one lane, 50 miles an hour. And the people out here do not fuck around. If it says 50, they're going 35. So I finally got there and they're like, well, the good news is we give them on Saturday. I'm like, thank God, because if they didn't, that means Sunday it's closed and Monday's Columbus Day. Yeah. So I would have been fucked. So they're like, but we only do it till 11 o'clock. So 9 a.m., I'm there, front row, and I'm like, okay, go ahead, take the test over there. I'm like, all right, I'm sitting down and I'm thinking, you know what's going to happen? I'm going to fucking go to take this test and they're going to ask me like, you have 30 questions. You can't get more than 7 of them wrong or you fail. And last time I took the test, I got 5 wrong. And it was like the last 3 I took, I botched them. I was like in a big hurry. I'm like, oh my God, I only got 2. Oh my God, I fucked up. But no, you know, so I managed to pass it. This time I only got 2 wrong, but I'm sitting there about to take the test. And I'm like, I guarantee you, I'm going to case of the dumbasses and I'm going to read it. And I'm like, what did it say? I can't understand that. You know, it's just shit that I've never dealt with. Like, if you had hypothetically 200 bars of kryptonites, what placard would you use on the side of your trailer? I don't know. You know, so I passed the test, and then you know they took my picture, and I was sort of smirking at it, and people were like, "Wow, you look happy." And I took a note. I took a feather out of Larry's hat. Where if you're getting pulled over by the cops, do you really want them to look at your license? And you're like, "Yeah, cheese." You know, big smile. You know, no. You want them to look at you like, yeah, right, you got me, bastard. You know, so that's all done. And so I went out last night with the boys and partied a bit. Not crazy because it was an hour from where I live, but
crazy enough.
I'm going to bed now. I'm tired. What a fucking week.
Good night now.
Oh, and I was playing video games all week. I got Rage, which is cool, but it gives you motion sickness. And I got Dead Island, which is cool, but it gives you motion sickness. So they don't really need to make it so lifelike that you can actually see yourself kind of going left to right, because when you're walking in real life, you don't notice that shit. Keep it like in Oblivion, where you're just like, you're going straight. You're on rails.
Okay, so Saturday rolled around, and I was going to go to the show. I don't know what time some people got there. I think Larry got there after me. I got there at about
10.
No, about 4. And I got a room. I got a
presidential suite.
Yeah, the presidential suite.
Oh my God.
Which was it was only $60 more, and I figured like
President Baird?
It was more room than the other one.
Presidente.
So
vote for Pedro.
I had the pitcher with the got the Mountain Dew going with the Everclear into the thing, and got that all going.
Did it melt the plastic?
I use a glass container, actually. We had cups, and it was good. It was fairly strong, and it was actually a pretty relaxed time. Nothing really too crazy. Cease showed up, which was cool.
Wow.
Larry, however, like left for was fine. I wasn't really drunk. He left most of his beer. Went to eat. I think what happened was while he went to eat, he must have drank a keg of beer and then came back and was completely not well or something. Like, could
that was a nice picture of him just floundering on the bed.
Yeah.
Shipwrecked.
Leaning on one side of a doorway, holding onto the other side, talking about, you know, wanting to leave. And I held him there for another 30 minutes, and then he was okay, I guess. I don't know, but he didn't look too good, but looked a little bit better. And then I made it home. Larry, you want to explain what the hell happened to yourself? Do you have any idea?
I have no idea at all what happened to me.
It is not what you speak of.
Oh, no, I remember it quite vividly, but yeah, everything in the world says I had some crazy ass allergic reaction, but I have no idea what to, you know, because yeah, I was fine.
Allergic to everything, man.
We went downstairs and had some dinner, and I had a friggin' cheeseburger. So it's not like I was like, I'm gonna try this fucking, you know, crazy Chinese thing I never heard of and can't pronounce. You know,
yeah, puffer fish. Sure.
It was a friggin' cheeseburger with fries.
Yeah,
A
name that sounds like a bunch of doorbells going off.
Yeah. So I had some of that. And went downstairs with Sam and his girlfriend and some guy that Sam knows, because, you know, Sam just walks in. Hey, Sam. Someone will just say, hey, Sam, and sit down. And we were hanging out, had a nice little meal, came upstairs. And it was actually a little while after that, you know, we were sitting there just bullshitting, having a good time. And then I started getting all like woozy and shit. And at first, I was like sort of sitting on the bed, kind of in the corner of the room with a hoodie. I was like, you know what? Maybe it's just stuffy in here. Maybe I'm just getting hot because it was kind of warm. So
it has to be cold and it has to be dark.
I kind of stood up and walked around. I was like, I'll be fine in a minute. And didn't really, you know, at that point I was still sort of okay. I just kind of woozy. And after a little bit of that, I was like, you know what, this isn't getting better. And now my stomach hurts and I'm getting like itchy and shit. So went out. I was like, I'm going to go out and just kind of get out in the hallway. Went out in the stairwell, figured, you know, just so there's not people around me, and hang out here and see what happens. And, you know, like my hands started itching, which happens to me because I think I got the diabetes. And I'm like scratching my hand and I look and like my hands are like all puffy and splotchy and red and shit. I'm like, the fuck is this? Then I start getting this like pain in like my side. I'm like, what's it? Is this my spleen? Is this where my spleen is? So after a little bit of that, I was like, well, this ain't doing shit. So maybe I should just go. Maybe something's wrong. So I went back in the room, and of course, if you're ever going to be brutally sick and die, Cinema Wasteland is not the place to do it. Because, you know, I walk in, and yeah, I'm like woozy, so I'm like leaning against shit, hanging on to stuff, and immediately, you know, Anderson and Melville start in on me.
Yes.
Being too fat, and Kevin's all, lightweight, what, you can't fucking drink? I'm like, no, I think I'm having some sort of crazy episode. Bah, it's because you're a fat ass. Ah, you suck.
Hey, I was just recreating the roast for those who weren't there to see it.
So, oddly
enough, you kept laughing at it, so it was just weird. It was,
and they really did recreate the roast, because at one point I'm like, you know, like Kevin said, I'm like leaning against the one side of the door frame, holding on to the other side, and I got like Melville against the wall on the one side and Anderson on the other, and they're just double barreling me. I'm like,
oh. Bam, ba bam.
Yeah. You know, I start to kind of slump over. Oh,
not a gateway.
He's bending over to take a shit in the closet. No!
Don't let him go.
Meanwhile, I'm like getting all sweaty and itchy.
Nauseous.
And, like, yeah, I feel like bloated and nauseous, and they're just, bah!
We're just poking him in the stomach. Like, what are you going to puke?
Friggin' seat starts making fun of me. I'm like, really? And then it was funny because I think at some point it must have gotten through, because
leave him alone.
It was like Mel would say something, Kevin would say something, Anderson would say something, and they're just going around in like this vicious little circle. Oz came in and started banging on me. And it's just going in this like vicious little circle, and then Mel was like, ah. Is your heart rate elevated? So yeah.
What it was is like you would sit there and you would look ill. You were just like, yeah. Oh, and then like me or Monk would say something, and then you would start to smile, and then we'd like, okay, it's okay. And then you grab your gut and you'd be like leaning over, you'd be like, ah, and then like, I'm fine. Or you'd be like, no, I think I'm dying. And then Kevin's looking at you, you're going to stay a half hour. Just a half hour. Just sit down for half an hour. Because that's what he kept saying. He's just walking around like, just sit down. It's a half, 20 minutes. It was like a countdown the whole time. He's like, 20 more minutes and you're good to go. You're going to be fine. You just can't go down 82. You know, he's like, just sit here 15 minutes. I'm like, what about Cindy? Doesn't she have an option in this? They're like, they're driving separate. Okay, never mind.
Oh, God.
Whatever it was.
Sorry, I missed it.
Now, apparently, Brian, when Brian doesn't go to Cinema Wasteland, that also means that a lot of other people don't go to Cinema Wasteland. Because there was, like, this thing on Facebook about a bunch of people.
I had
like,
no idea, man.
I'm not going. If Brian's not going, it's like, okay.
Jesus, you know. It's just me.
What's that all about? Jesus.
You know what? As a comedian, it makes me feel real great that everybody's like, oh, Brian's so fun. He's funny. I want to hang out with him. Okay, yeah. No, I just tell jokes. Like, all the time. I'm funny 24/7. Nobody wants to hang out with me. You're, like, annoying. Shut your mouth.
It's all about you, and how you're fucking frowned on by everybody.
I hate everybody. I hate you all. You're bastards. I mean, we all knew that, though. So.
Okay, so, Larry, did you go on Sunday?
No, I didn't go back up on Sunday. Because really, you know.
Because why should I? I mean, you guys were mean.
It's just going to make him sick anyways.
What'd you do? Yeah.
Memories.
This
Really?
I mean, you know, I watched a couple of the movies, but there weren't any movies where I was like, oh my God, I have to watch that one.
What just happened?
So, I don't know. Driving back up there, fuck it, oh.
Okay.
Although, Saturday, we would be remiss if we did not recount Sam's stories on Saturday.
Well, go ahead.
The burning, I don't want to say it because I don't want to ruin it for you.
Because we may have our new catchphrase, even better than the dog under the pool or whatever.
There's always a dude, somebody always has at least one thing at Wasteland that just sticks. Like last time it was Blackie. He holds up my arm and goes, dude, honestly, this thing only goes up to 34.
Dude,
how fucking loud does it have to be?
No, this is a far better catchphrase.
Oh, this is great.
Okay, so Sam's telling him it out when we were sitting.
Okay, maybe this isn't gonna be that great.
And then, you know, upstairs, I was like, he's like, "I'm gonna go back to my."
This isn't working. Hold on.
But then he didn't really get around to leaving because then he had to bust out a couple more. So we're sitting there, and I don't even remember what the hell we were talking about or how it came up. But he's like talking about this back home, Mr. Tyree, you know. And Sam's like, my grandpa used to have this like lumber yard and sold like lumber and tools and whatnot. This one time, Mr. Tyree came in and I was loading up his lumber for him, and treated lumber, it's got this smell to it. And I was like, man, don't that stink? And Mr. Tyree looks at me and says, no, that's nothing. You want to know what stinks? Cooking Japs. and then he goes on to tell about when he was on Iwo Jima with the flamethrower cooking Japs. He's like, and get this stink when there was burning, and sometimes they'd try to come out of the cave and surrender, but I wouldn't let them. I just lean into them and light them up again. And then he looks at me, he's like, you know what I mean? And Sam's like, and I looked at him and I was like, hell no.
No, I don't know what you mean. I never had to fucking cook a Jap.
Yeah.
No offense.
So the rest of Saturday, everything was cooking Japs. So that was Sam regaled us with that one.
Classic.
And then, did you guys want to take the rib dinner Sam story?
I don't know the rib dinner Sam story. Honestly, I was there, but I wasn't.
Is Kevin still here?
No, I'm here, man. I mean, there was some audio issues with that, but it was okay. I think most people got the most of the story. I don't quite remember the rib dinner myself.
So then, after he busted us up with that one, he told the story of he was at some kind of rib dinner with his grandparents.
Yeah,
and he's like, it's already like kind of awkward and uncomfortable and boring because you're there with old people, but. So I'm at this rib dinner with my grandparents, and my grandma's eating on these ribs, and she says, you know, there's nothing better than sucking the juice out of a good bone. and Sam's like, and I just lost it. I had to get up from the table. I had to walk away and go to the bar until I could catch my breath. I was like, oh, no, she didn't. Hell no. And you know, he's like, and I finally got myself under control, finally got over it. And I walked back, and as soon as I got back and sat down at the table, my grandpa was talking. And he's like, you know, there's few things in life that are as good as a nice chunk of smoked meat. I remember guys used to come from miles around to have my daddy smoke their meat.
Amazing how times change, huh?
So, yeah, those
pretty funny, man. Yeah.
It's funny stuff, I guess. You have to be Sam Miller, though. You have to be saying it with that accent.
Yeah, it's funny when it's Sam.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. You got to bust out the... And, of course, you know, because Sam just has those intonations with the, hell no!
And he's Sam Miller.
Yeah.
So, there's a whole look thing.
You guys fucked that story up. It's great.
I didn't. What do you mean, you guys? I had nothing to do with it.
No, the story was correct. I just can't do a Sam Miller.
The story was correct. I didn't know the details, and I didn't want to fuck it up and miss something.
Like the cook and jab thing, obviously it's better in person because every time Sam would say it, he's like, and I just lean into, and Sam would like, you know, motion like he's holding a flamethrower and lean in.
And cook jabs.
And it's Sam, and by then he was a little tipsy, so he'd be like, and I was like, hell no, I don't know what that's like. And then everybody would laugh and be like, and he'd say, you know what I mean? I was like, no, I don't. And then he'd like, tell the second half of the story again in case you missed it. So the 2 minute story actually winds up taking about a half hour. You're like, oh. And he'd be like, and he told me sometimes they'd try to surrender and I wouldn't let him, and he'd lean in. You know what I mean? And I was like, no. And he'd all laugh. He's like, and I'd light him up again. They'd try to surrender, but I wouldn't let him.
Don't try to save it. Just let it go, man. I understand. I know where you're coming from.
No.
I get it. But sometimes you just got to be like, you know what?
Slow bloody death.
No, I've tried that. I've tried that before. These guys will shut you down.
I'm telling the joke. I own them.
Look at me.
Fuck the audience.
Look at me. See what happened to me? Now I do a stupid podcast on Tuesday nights because of my ego.
I know it's funny. If the audience doesn't know it's funny, I'll keep saying it until they laugh.
I'll make them know it's funny.
Yeah, I'll convince them.
I've tried that too. Good luck.
All right then.
Yeah.
The next Wasteland should be epic. You got John Saxon, you got PJ Souls, you got Richard Keel. I've already ordered like a half dozen movies, so I have some shit to sign.
Get signed, you mean? You're not going to sign your own shit. That'd be weird.
No, I'm going to sign it too.
Yeah.
I thought I'd go up to John Saxon's table with like here, Blood Beach, autograph it and hand it to him and be like, $20.
Like, here, I signed this for you.
Yeah. So you'll remember us here in Cleveland, but
probably laugh, dude. He's pretty cool.
Do you want to get a picture with me? I'll let you. I'm Larry Mack.
So you should be like, can I get a picture with you?
I approve of this message.
Like, you want to get a picture? He'd be like, yeah, sure. And then you take the picture and you'd be like, all right, it's $10. He'd be like, what? And he'd be like, what?
Well, around,
you
wanted
a picture. You said, yeah.
I got other tables I got to go to. Let's have it.
No, that's when you find out he has like really, he's still really strong. And he's like, he used to host
Enter the Dragon moves on me.
Yeah, he used to host Kung Fu Theater, man. He'd rip your head clean off.
He just looks at you with that look. Shit, John Saxon just looks
going to hurt. It's going to hurt.
Lightly puts his hand on your shoulder, but you're just like, you know, and he's just like,
sounds like somebody's biting into a fucking thing of celery.
I come staggering back into the room all bloody and maimed. What the fuck? John Saxon didn't think it was funny.
I told you not to fuck with him, man, but no.
Nope, had to go and do it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Wouldn't be prudent.
Tough. Tough guy.
Okay, and so this Saturday we had Blackie's going away party. Blackie is the drummer in Maiden Voyage, the Iron Maiden cover band that we go and see, and he's everyone's somewhat friend. I don't know anybody that actually hangs out with him, but everybody goes drinking with him, but it's not like we all, like, if he called you up and he'd be like, hey man, can you help me move? You'd be like, no.
Like, yeah, I don't like you that much. Shit, dude, relax.
Yeah, I'm moving down to Florida. You gonna help me load my U-Haul? Yeah, I'm busy. I didn't tell you when I'm doing it. Yeah, I know.
It's, you know, but
it won't make any difference. I guarantee
whatever the
you
fuck it is, sort of excuse I'm out. Busy.
And so, we went up there, and I got there ridiculously early because Brian said he was leaving at 8, and then I talked to Oz, and like,
I suppose it's going to take me an hour to get there.
Well, I know, but then I talked to Oz, and I was like, well, what time are you getting there? And he's like, 8. And I'm like, why is everybody going there at 8? He's like, well, Tiffany got all this food, so, you know, that's when the food's going to get there. And I was like, oh, all right, well, I guess there's going to be food. So I got there before everybody did, and I went in, and there was like, she went a little crazy, I think. I think she bought like 20 sheet pizzas or something. I mean, it was just kind of ridiculous, and nobody was really, really much eating any of it. We sat down and started drinking. I don't really know what else to say too much.
Slowly
about it.
People started showing up.
Yeah, right. Yeah, everybody kind of.
Sort of like an invasion of the living dead, that's for sure.
One by one.
I just like how everybody fucking is all just like greeting each other like they just accidentally ran into each other on Mars, man. You know? Like, hey, what the fuck? What are you doing here? You know? Just saw them last weekend.
I didn't know you were coming here. I mean, I read it on Facebook, but I didn't believe it.
Yeah.
Chicks are all taking pictures of people they just saw a couple days ago with themselves. Like, hi, it's us. We're having a great time. Jeez.
I was happy I didn't have to pay for one round of the shots. I don't think I paid for the lemon drop. Somebody else must have. Like, probably unknowingly. They got their tab and were like,
dude, all I know is I never want to fucking drink Jaeger ever again, because it's like, here, have a shot of NyQuil. It's good.
Uh-oh. Yeah, Jaeger is no good.
Oh, dude, I woke up. I'm like,
Dude, you would have woken up like that anyway. It didn't matter.
Probably, man, but damn.
Everybody was a little bit more restrained this time, I think. For the most part.
More reserved.
Except maybe, you know what can happen.
Except maybe Oz, because he did drink his whole bottle of whiskey and whatever else we were drinking. But it was, yeah.
Kevin, you got completely out of your fucking, you went completely out of your fucking mind, man.
Why? When I was just talking about how long everybody known each other? I always do that every time I drink.
Kevin always waxes poetic about something. There's always one topic.
He was holding court, man.
Fascinates
it was
fucking great.
I just find it funny. There's Mole sitting on one side, Brian sitting on the other. It's like, you know.
Kevin goes up. He goes, you've known this motherfucker for 20 years. 20 years. This fucker's been in your life. And Mole's like, what the fuck? Like, Kevin's fucking with him. He's just like,
what are you bugging me for?
Yeah. Yeah. He goes, Kevin's like, that's awesome. And Mole immediately just like pivoted. He's just like, they should have a statue of me somewhere. I'm an icon. The guy's just automatic defenses just went up. Yep.
Screw Mole. He went there in a fucking long sleeve, mock turtleneck. With jean shorts and black socks and tennis shoes.
Nobody ever said the boy was right.
Listen, you know? I went there that one night with that Darth Vader t-shirt on, and sure, I was out of place, but I mean, that was more in place than fucking a mock
turtle. Dude, you take one look at fucking Mole, are you even going to fucking come up to that cat and say you shouldn't be here? The guy looks like he's connected.
I'm telling you. Oh, he's connected. Yeah. He is connected. Shit.
Yeah, so and then we went to Denny's and we got Denny's and no, I mean it was cool. I mean, but like you said, goodbye to everybody. But I mean, it's one of these things, man. I just totally think that dude will be back. I don't know where his family lives though. Does he have family here? If he has family here, he'll be back. If he doesn't, maybe he won't be. But I mean, he's going with no job to go live with Frank. I mean, how long? You know, if you're Frank, are you gonna come home to Blackie all the time? You're gonna be like, get out,
dude. That was my thought too. I'm like, how long? How good of friends does he think he is with fucking... He's probably going to show up at fucking Frank's door and Frank's like, so where are you living?
Frank probably doesn't even know.
He's probably fucking with him. No, even if he did, he'd be like, so where are you going to live?
Blackie's going to show up at his door. He'd be like, hey, what's up, man? Hey, how long are you here for? Ever?
Yeah. I love you.
I love you, Frank. Can I smell you?
He's dressed just like Frank. She got the same clothes and everything on. Shit.
Don't start me talking on the man love stuff. Yeah. I confessed my love for Brian last night.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
It's quite sexual.
I couldn't even look at you. Those glasses sexual on.
And a little off-putting.
God, what about the pudding?
As long as you didn't have flowers on your face, it's fine.
Yeah, we're good.
It was all good this time. Nobody did it.
Check my phone. I don't know if...
Too embarrassing. Brian was talking a mile a minute as soon as he showed up. Did you do your Adderall when you first got there or something?
Dude, I had to.
Because you were totally, whoever those people were next to you, you were just like, blah, 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 and I was like, whoever the fuck they are, they have no idea what they're, you know, what the fuck is going on.
We were talking about movies, man, just because you didn't hear what the hell they were saying. Like my lips were glowing red. Somebody shut them up. I ain't touching them.
Damn serious conversation.
Who's a finger? Blah, 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 blah.
Set Phaser's just done. We got to knock him out.
Yeah, but you can always tell when this shit wears off because all of a sudden I get long phase. Like, fucking like someone just pulled the plug.
There's always that crash and burn moment where Brad's like, I'm going to go outside and get some air.
I was having fun. Yeah.
It's true.
Right.
And it's like in mid-sense, I'm like, dude. And then I was watching, I finally saw that fucking zombie movie with it. I'm going to go outside and get some air.
I realize that people are looking at me. They're not laughing with me.
But it was a good time. You know, nobody got a ticket. Nobody got busted for a DUI or anything, I think, unless Mole's in jail right now. But, yeah.
Nobody would know anyways.
Not right away.
As far as I know, Mole may still be at Denny's.
No, he left with us, dude.
Even Bill Bailey came out last night.
He did.
Yeah.
So that's how great it is not to drink. And I kind of agree. Waking up this morning, I'm like, fucking, he's right.
Yeah, but he has that, you know, that lost look in his eye, like, you know, he's just standing there looking around at people, and you're like,
now what do I do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That whole thing. I mean, how many sprites can you throw back? You know.
Just like, yeah. It's like those animals, you know, where they have PETA fucking owners, and the animals, they feed them, like, cruelty-free fucking dog biscuits that are made out of, like, vegetables and shit. You know, the animals just sit there looking all like, goddamn. All the dogs in the neighborhood, I can smell their breath from here, and hell, it's like they're eating some good shit. I'm eating this carrot fucking biscuit. Fuck.
Looks like a bone, but it ain't.
That's got something to eat my master tonight, motherfucker.
Yeah, so it was, that's about it. We are going to be doing a. We've had a request to do an 80s Metaspective rewind on television shows like we did for the 70s, so we'll probably be doing one of those in the not too distant future here. And we're also going to do one on bad movies. Both of those will be Metaspectives.
Like Old Boy.
And we did do a VGN not that long ago, and we'll probably do some more of those coming up now that they got the sound card working again and everything. So,
I got some shit to review, so that's cool.
Yeah, that's cool. It's Brian's birthday today. Congratulations, Brian.
Thank you, thank you. Yes, I successfully made it to level 43. I'm waiting for the expansion pack to come out. That'd be kind of cool.
Just think, when you first started
Fortunately, there's a level 40 cap. So
when you first started doing these shows, you were like still 36 years old. And now you're 43.
See what How's happens? The jewel in your hand? Still glowing?
Blinking.
What a new!
When's the last day again?
It's time for carousel.
Yeah.
Explodes. That'd be pretty good, though.
Run, Brian. Runner!
You wouldn't even run. You'd just be like, you know what? Fuck that.
Yeah.
Brian would go to carousel, but he wouldn't, like, whatever the anti-gravity thing wouldn't work, he'd still be stuck on the bottom. He wouldn't float.
You're like, how come we can't get this guy out of here?
I just keep falling. I'm falling on my ass. It just drags me around by my feet.
Bumping your head against the walls.
This sucks. It's dumb.
Just vomiting. Just vomiting fucking, on people.
You know, like, you see, and like, when those motherfuckers got hit by that fucking blast of fucking laser light or whatever, they just like blew the fuck up into dust. It's just like, goddamn. You know? It's not. Fucking the last. If that should happen to me, I would just turn instantly into like fart dust.
Yeah, and you never quite understood why they were all cheering and happy about it too. Like in the audience, wouldn't you be in horror? Like, you know, because you'd be eventually that age too. It's almost like going out watching people just get slain in front of you, and you're like cheering, and it's like,
yeah, but you'd wait. Be still like, dude, I ain't gonna worry about that shit for another 5 years. I'm good.
Better you than me.
Yeah, just think about all the Romans in the Colosseum watching people get slain, cheering.
No, but not if like you knew that you were going to be the one that gets killed. I mean, you would totally be like, yeah, you got 5 years left. You'd be like, I've only got 5 years to figure out how the fuck to get out of here, you know?
There is no sanctuary.
You'd be digging trenches in your yard or your room and shit, tunneling out.
Live in the outlands with the wild kids, running around in your fucking 1920s fucking swimwear and shit.
Being chased by robots through a frozen catacomb.
You'd have Jenny Auger, whatever the hell her name is, in there by your side. That'd be kind of cool.
Blind guy with a bunch of cats.
Are they remaking Logan's Run?
Yeah.
They got a movie that's just like Logan's Run.
What's it called?
I don't know. It just came out, but they're like, Logan's people only live to be 35 when they had the commercial.
That time or whatever.
It was when they were saying it in the commercial, they're like, people only live to 35 years old. I was like, oh, they remade Logan's Run. At that time, people, and then they had like people running and shit, and like, ah, I was like, oh yeah, they're remaking Logan's Run, and then they called it something else. Whatever.
No, it ain't really Logan's Run though, because apparently,
right.
However you regulate that time, those 35 years, that has become a.
You can spend it like it's a monetary.
It's a resource now.
Yeah.
That's just what I'm curious about, because you've got Logan's Run, the movie, which we're all familiar with, but it's actually based on Logan's Run, the book. Which I think I'm familiar with. Nobody else here is.
And Logan's Run, the TV series.
Which, if you're smart, you'll never, ever fucking watch that.
Please promise us you won't do that.
Yeah, if you're of a certain age and you go back and you even watch Logan's Run, you're going to be like, this is so cheap and cheesy.
Yeah,
and then what we're telling you is that the TV show is worse. Please don't do the TV show. It's kind of like watching the boring Planet of the Apes TV show.
Oof.
It's just a bunch of guys on horseback with monkey
Star Wars Christmas special.
No, there's nothing. There's
kiss me.
There's nothing
which I now own. Woo!
There is nothing more unwatchable than the fucking Star Wars Christmas special. If you've never seen it, don't, because it
Kiss Beats the Phantom.
No, that is like way better on every level.
Kiss.
Oh my god, dude! There's like
Star Wars.
There's like ballet. I mean, there's all kinds of
live shit of the.
Oh,
here we go. Managed to make even that look fake. Because like they'll be playing, meanwhile, they totally have over top of it an entirely different song from what they're playing.
Oh, that's because when Kiss Me, I didn't hear anything you said, so I'm just assuming in Kiss Me, yeah. Phantom you're talking about.
Yeah,
Return to Asylum.
Because there's two versions of the film. There's Kiss Me, Phantom of the Park, which is the United States, which is the right. You know, the American version, and then there's Kiss and the Phantom of the Park, which is the European version, or something like that.
Well,
and
no,
the Phantom of the Park.
The Phantom.
Huh?
It's Attack of the Phantom, I think.
Attack of the Phantom. Yeah. That's how dumb it is. I don't even know it. And what they did is they used different music. They used like the Love Gun music for the American release, and then they used like freaking the solo records Toro version.
And I wanted to listen to our podcast.
I don't know. Skype's really acting up tonight. I don't know. I'm going to blame Skype because there's really nothing else going on. Some people just keep disappearing, and then Skype actually turns gray. Like, it loses everyone and tries to reconnect, I think.
Your brain.
It's, like, weird.
Yeah, so maybe we're recording a show tonight.
I mean, mostly everything everybody's saying is getting on there. Larry, for whatever reason, you sound the most staticky. You're just getting the shit stick on the Skype. It's probably not even your fault. It's just how it is. Yeah, I've never actually watched Kiss Me's Fan, but I will say that there's nothing worse than the Star Wars Christmas special, except maybe Troll 2. But
Troll 2's pretty bad.
As far as TV shows go, I mean, the Star Wars special, I mean, it's not. There's like dancing and singing, and then there's like.
Yeah, I mean, it's bad. The Star Wars is bad, too.
It's like a bunch of gay guys took over Star Wars.
It's worse.
They made it Broadway.
It's like Star Wars on ice without the ice, without the Star Wars.
It's like more Ewok and nobody else. Or no, it's all about Chewbacca and his family, isn't it?
Full on Chewbacca. It's got Art Carney in it, B. Yeah. Arthur. And they all sing at the end. I'll be honest, I've never watched it all the way through. I can't do it. I have it. I can't do it.
I watched it as a kid. That was it.
It's so bad. It's so fucking boring and bad. I mean, there's a guy with one of those, you know, those stupid twirly things they use in the Olympics sometimes where they run and spin them in the air or whatever.
Yeah.
There's like a whole like 5 minute video of that. Going on where somebody's twirling one of those and they're just playing music like and you're just like fuck
what is going on.
Yeah, and then it's like ELO shows up or something, I think, or
yeah, they have like a song they perform.
Yeah.
And apparently it's like live, you know. Yeah. The fucking Imperial Troopers like rocking out to it. I'm
it's
like
so oh bad and it's not no I mean no, that,
the worst at the end is
that
they
makes
all
it
sing.
Sound good. It's not even that good. It's so bad.
Like Carrie Fisher and Harrison Ford sing. I'm like, who told them they could sing?
There's 20 minutes of just Chewbacca's chewbacking at each other or whatever it's fucking like.
Chewbacking.
It just goes on and on, man. You're like, what am I watching? Where's the Star Wars, you know?
It is terrible.
Oh.
Absolutely terrible.
Anyway.
You want it to be good. Because it's back in the day, and it's fucking Star Wars from, you know, like when it was like in its serious prime and shit. And you're watching it, and you just want to start crying. You feel like you got ripped off, or you're some sort of weird parallel universe Twilight Zone episode where, like, fucking Han Solo's going to come out with a little goatee. You know, like Star Trek Mirror Mirror or some shit, you know?
There's a cartoon, though, that you can maybe find on YouTube where that introduces Boba Fett. That's the only part of the whole thing that's good. It's just like it jumps to this sub cartoon that's kind of like from the heavy metal movie era type of cartoon shit. Yeah. But it's got like the intro to Boba Fett and all this stuff. That's it. Everything else, don't ever watch it. Don't watch it. I mean, I can't tell you. You might be thinking in your head, oh, come on, I like Star Wars. I mean, how bad
can
it be?
That bad.
Yeah, I can handle cheese and stuff. No, you can't. You
not
can't.
This cheese. This cheese stinks.
There's a reason they don't fucking re-release it. It's horrible. I mean, it's literally bad. So.
If you've never heard about the Star Wars Christmas special, and this is the first time you've heard about it, and you're saying to yourself, oh, it can't be that bad, how come you've never heard of it before?
It's, yeah. No.
Because it's that bad. Nobody knows about it. Even the even Lucas, that's the one thing he's never even went back for. He was like, nah, I can't fix that.
It's just a laugh to him. Yeah. It's
like, you can put walkie-talkies in their hands.
He's like, I'll make Greedo shoot first, but I can't touch that cartoon, man. That's there's nothing I can do for
that. For all we know, that's what fucking Lucas wanted to do to begin with. That was his vision.
He didn't direct it. They hired the guy that did, like, I made fun of it, was like one of those On Ice movies. Literally, it was directed by one of those guys that does all those On Ice things.
Yeah.
Right. If you look it up on IMDb, it'll tell you the director and the other shit he's done. It's all like Disney On Ice and stuff, but it's worse than even an On Ice presentation. I mean, it's not good. I don't even know who would have greenlit the fucking thing. I mean, it blows my mind. I mean, who would watch it and be like, oh, this is, yeah, let's put this. What? No! It's so bad. I'm just curious
as to what they thought when they got the script. Like, all right. You know,
they didn't even get any of the actors. That's why they had to use Wookiees.
Yeah, they got Art Carney and shit. Fucking
Wookiees and fucking Ewoks.
No. Yeah, remember that show, that Ewok fucking show? Anybody ever watch that? That fucking fortress or whatever? Ewok?
Yes. Once was enough.
What's up, Gollum?
They had that Ewok cereal and everything.
It was so bad.
We never got any of those cereals when
Ewok
we were kids.
Ewok show, fuck. Ewok show, crush.
I hate Ewoks, dude. I hate them.
Crush you, Ewok.
I cannot get past. That's the only.
Yeah, but they blink out, so they're okay.
When Lucas went back and fucked with the Star Wars movies, most of that shit he shouldn't have touched. But the one thing he did get right on the money was when he suddenly made, like, well, you know, because there was questions like, all right, let me get this right. So you've got a trained fucking army of Imperial fucking troopers with state-of-the-art fucking weaponry, okay? And you're trying to tell me a fucking handful of teddy bears fucking took them out, you know? Sure. How the fuck did they even conquer the goddamn galaxy, you know? So Lucas went back and, like, added, like, 10,000 fucking Ewoks. So then they're like, oh, all right, I guess I buy into it now. But damn, dude. You know, what was going on there?
The one thing he got right was taking that fucking song out of the end of Jedi. The Ewoks all sing.
Yup, yup.
Yup. At least Lucas didn't think that needed to be extended or something, because that's what I would have expected from him. The extended Ewok song, you know?
Yeah, because when he did the first Star Wars, I guess, when it came out, and people were like, dude, what happened? You know, he goes, well, I made this movie so like 12-year-old boys would enjoy the movie, you know? He was like trying to think, you know, like young boys, you know, because that's what the generation was really that got fucking heavy into Star Wars when it came out. And it's like, dude, you're thinking of 12-year-old boys from the 70s, man. This is the fucking 21st century. They're cannibals now.
Yeah.
It's not the same kind of kids, man. They want to see people get fucking lit on fire and exploded and shit, you know?
Well, no, they want to see all that stuff, all the fuzzy bears and stuff like that. Like my daughter, she loves that stuff. She loves horses and princesses and all that stuff. But she'll sit here. But she'll sit on my lap while I'm fucking shooting zombies in Call of Duty, and she calls out all the perks as I'm getting them. She's like, there's a max ammo, there's an insta-kill, go get it. And then I'll hit it, and she'll be like, insta-kill. She starts, and it's like, damn, you're only 5. Like, you shouldn't, you know, and she's like, zombies, I love zombies. I took her to the zombie walk, she wanted, you know? So it's like, I'm just agreeing with you, you're absolutely right. They still like that older stuff, but you gotta bring it up soon.
Listen, Lucas fucked up Jedi. That's all I got to say. You know, Empire was great, and I think the first movie was great because it had so much new stuff in it. And then he decides that Jedi will just be the first movie over again, and it pisses me off. Why couldn't they go to, like, the Empire's home base or something? Why does it got to be another, like, a construction site of a Death Star? Come on with that. Like, you don't need to have another run on the Death Star. I mean, of all the fucking things you could have done. I just knew the new movies were going to be no good just because of that.
Well, the first, I didn't even, there was no need for the, I don't think there was any need for those first, the Phantom Menace and all that stuff. That was just, because
the third were good. Phantom Menace almost made me hate the original three just because they were related.
It was, but the thing is, it's like, you know what's going to happen. You know what I mean? How you know what I mean? Here's the big climactic part where fucking Anakin Skywalker becomes Darth Vader.
There
and you're
was
like,
that yeah. part of you when you were like, wait a minute. So he is Luke's father? How did that happen? You wanted to know.
I didn't give a shit. I wanted to see people fight and shoot lasers.
I just think they could have got a better cat to play Anakin, dude, because that motherfucker was a block of goddamn.
Oh, yeah,
he,
yeah.
He was. It was.
Christ. Yeah. I mean, they got fucking what's his face.
The whole
face.
Thing with the second and third movie is all about, you know, his emotional breakdown and, you know, the whole thing getting down to, you know, and yeah, it's all about his fucking emotions. So they cast a guy who can't fucking emote.
Well, the guy that played, whatchamacallit, the guy that played,
Obi-Wan?
Yeah, why? Man. You know.
Hugh McGregor?
Yeah, he was great. He nailed that fucking part, man. I'm like, I saw him, I'm like, all right, you know, you first see him, you're like, dude, I have hope for this movie because this cat's really good and shit and, you know.
Well, I mean, there were good parts of the movie. The movie wasn't bad. It's just, you know what I mean? It's just, to me, it's like watching going to watch Titanic. Everybody's like, let's go see Titanic. Why? The boat sinks. You know what's going to happen. Who cares? It doesn't matter what happens beforehand. The boat's going to sink. Don't get on the boat.
I don't necessarily blame fucking the dude that played, because Lucas couldn't write a fucking goddamn script worth his shit for the lines that he had to deliver. I mean, you know, the whole romance between him and Padme is confusing as fuck. I didn't even understand it. I mean, it was mostly just like he showed up and looked at her or something. And then how the fuck did he even know if it was her? I mean, because she could have been the body double or whatever. We were always confused. Like, I don't know which one. Right. You know? Right. And Jar Jar Binks and shit's there. I mean,
I'm going to be started on the fucking journey.
Yeah, I mean, Lucas couldn't. He just failed. I think they could have done these movies better. And I'm hoping one day that Lucas dies. And his family, like, gives the rights to somebody else who can just take it and do something good with it. Because it's just, like, there's so much lore and possibility there. And it's like, God, get it out of his hands because he fucked it up. I mean, you know, he did. Empire was directed by somebody who knew what they were doing, you know, and it was good. And then, Star Wars was good. I will give him credit that Star Wars, the original one, The New Hope, was great because he took all of this new shit and crammed it all together and made it work. None of that stuff had ever been around before, so he made that all work. Good for him. Then he fucked up Jedi and everything else. Fuck him. Fuck him. He's done. Stop letting him make Star Wars movies. Don't let him. I know he's got a cartoon now or something, I guess, but I don't watch it. Clone Wars? What is that?
Yeah.
Actually, you know what, dude? The Clone Wars cartoon is actually not bad.
Because he probably doesn't direct it. It's probably good because he has no... I heard that they were also supposed to make a live-action TV series that was supposed to be darker. And there's always rumblings about that. But yeah, not if he's behind it. I mean, he wrote the script for Indiana Jones, the last one. Did anybody think that was good with the spaceship and shit?
No. I've never even seen it, so...
There's no need.
I've been told not to, so...
Yeah, you probably have good memories of the Indiana Jones franchise, so don't watch this and sully it.
Yeah, just... You had the one with Sean Connery, which...
Yeah, cherish your childhood, man.
Yeah. That was, like, probably... better than the second one. I really didn't like the second one very much myself.
Yeah, the second one was negative.
At least it was... it could have been better. Yeah,
it wasn't the fucking Kingdom of the Crystal Skull or whatever.
Yeah, that was. I watched that when I'm just like, okay, somebody's reaching for the stars, man. Because wow, that's.
George Lucas should just not. He should just retire. He should just let other people that know what they're doing do stuff. Although I will say that last Indiana Jones, that was Lucas and Spielberg, and I mean Harrison Ford had a hand in it too. And it's like, really? I mean, were they just being dicks? I mean, because you know they have enough.
Fucking South Park had a goddamn episode over.
Let's
it,
just
man.
Fuck around.
I mean, they were like, let's just make it terrible or something is what they thought. I mean, it's crazy. Oh, well, I don't know. There's lots of bad movies in the world, but sometimes you just expect more.
You'll never know.
All right, so is that it? We got it? We done?
That's all I got.
I think we're done. Nothing else. Right, it's a short one. It's fine. You know, we just wanted to get it all in there. We had to just suddenly bitch about Lucas for some fucking reason.
It makes the show longer.
Went from Cinema Wasteland to Star Wars could have been better.
So you guys doing any, anybody got anything going on for Halloween? Going to see any scary movies or go to any parties or anything?
I got my costume. I ordered it anyway. It's on its way. I'm going as a jack-o'-lantern groom. I'm going as a pumpkin.
Yeah, but where are you going to go? I mean, that's the thing.
Oh, fine.
His living room, his couch. People can come see him.
Yeah, there's always never anything to go do.
Oh, Kevin and I had a pretty good time one year fucking handing out candy.
Oh, yeah. At your house in Lakewood?
Yeah. There's just some crazy fucking kids showing up, man.
Just waiting for it, like, okay, and...
some kid.
Somebody take it.
Or I'm full of shit, you know, one of the two.
Kids come to my neighborhood, but I always feel bad because they're so young. I don't want to scare them and shit. But I just do by design.
They'll probably fucking pull a gun out and shoot
you. They're so fucking tall, you know. So, yeah. I don't know. I mean, it'd be cool to go to a party or something. I don't know anybody having one. I was thinking about having one, but I don't have enough money and time to do it this year. Maybe next year.
Or furniture.
Yeah, furniture, exactly. You know.
We're just have to stand around.
Just fucking, nobody would go anyway. I live in North Royalton. People are like, where's that?
Are you kidding me?
Where's North Royalton?
Fucking last Halloween, nobody had anything going on, man. They're like, Kevin's having a party at his fucking mansion? Oh, my God. Where does he live? I'm going.
Yeah. Big empty rooms that we can all walk around in and
drink and vomit on his floor. Yeah, you could totally like set up like a haunted house thing there.
I'm saying empty rooms is a good
thing. Underneath a big fucking blanket in the fucking living room, and he'll have to click the light on and off going, ooh, welcome to Kevin's.
I'll be outside right by the front door. I'll be in the bushes. Come on in. Drink some beer.
Grab Melville's ankle. He'll just knock you right the fuck out.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Good times.
I like getting bashed in the head by Melville.
He's always leaping on you, man.
I know. We didn't do it this year. He wouldn't.
Like Calvin and Hobbes.
Maybe next year, but not this year. So that's it for Midwest Wasteland. Find out for more information about the show, go to videogamenews.com. Don't forget Cleveland Sports Radio. Larry's been updating them, I don't know, every couple of weeks now, Larry. Is that how it's going?
For what?
Cleveland Sports Radio. Right.
No, it's going to be regular now that I have finally figured out how to make this shit work correctly.
So you're recording one tonight?
Well, not tonight, but I think either tomorrow or Tuesday.
Right.
That's why I had to test out my audacity when we started this thing, because last time, Jedi and I sat there, and 20 minutes later, I realized we were only recording me.
Yeah, I've been there. Hopefully that didn't happen tonight, because that would be very crappy.
Actually, I listened to the show that you had with Jedi, and he's just like, dude, you're just talking to yourself now. You're like, no, I've got it. I'm not, or I pause it. I'm not stupid.
Jedi's
it's fucking funny as hell, man.
Dude, there's a bunch of dead air, man. I was like, no. I paused it before I stopped. Okay.
Which is why we all heard it.
No, you didn't hear it. Because I didn't upload that disaster.
All right, well, whatever. That's it. Good night, everybody. Take it easy.
Peace.
Thank you for listening once again to today's Boondoggle Radio Show. Please be sure to check out our website, domaincle.com or todaysboondoggle.com for more shows and check out our archives. Follow us on social media at Today's Boondoggle on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter for more information about this podcast. And please support us on www.anchor.fm/todaysboondoggle, as well as on our GoFundMe and Venmo. Be sure to subscribe, comment, download, and listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spreaker, and all the other podcast platforms out there. Please email us with any questions, suggestions, and comments via todaysboondoggle@gmail.com. Leave us some 5-star reviews and help spread the word. Thanks again for listening.